through that patch of white stuff out there on the highway where we couldn't see.
Fog.
Long period of dry weather.
A drought.
If there's been, just a very gentle breeze, and then there's more and more and more, you say the wind is
getting higher.
And if there's been a heavy wind, and then it's decreasing, you say the wind is
slowing down, I guess.
And if it's been raining very heavily, and then it turns into a sprinkle, you say that the rain is
slacking up.
And in the winter, in the fall, you know the end of the growing season has come, when you look out the window in the morning and
see the frost.
And maybe you'll go out, you'll have a bucket with water in it, and you'll find that it's
iced over.
What were the early types of houses used here by the early settlers?
Log houses or... Well, yes, I don't recall any. It all depends on what you determine as a log. Some were built of small, were referred to maybe as pole houses. But they were small logs. It wasn't as sturdy. It wouldn't withstand the wind and things as good as a log house. A huge log house. My grandfather's home was a huge log house.
Now, these were chinked with mortar, weren't they?
Yes, but no. Mortar is what they call daubing. They would say chinked and daubed.
Oh.
Now, chinked was pieces of boards put in, one laying up on the other, and between the logs. That was called chinking. Then they daubed it. In other words, they finished filling it out with some kind of mortar and called it chinked and daubed. Hmm. That's was the expression used. That chinking was the boards that were cut short pieces and put between the logs to fill up the space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I imagine that made a pretty tight house.
Oh yes, it did. They were warm houses.
All that wood for insulation?
Yes, they were warm houses.
I think they say 1 inch of pine is worth a foot of brick. Let's say someone is wondering about whether he can do something. Oh, let's say he can go into a neighbor's pasture, and you know that the neighbor has no objection to it, so you say, sure, we can go in there. That fellow doesn't
care.
Well, what would you call that thing in the lamp there, the thing that gives the light?
A bulb.
And we were talking about your wife's garden. When she goes out to get a bouquet, what does she say she does? She's going out to do what?
To pick a bouquet.
Uh-huh. Bouquet of what?
A bouquet of flowers.
Uh-huh. And she'll bring them in. What will she put them in?
The vase.